First to one of those communities that is literally running out of water. About 3,200 people in the Sierra Nevada foothill town of Lake Don Pedro rely on water from nearby Lake McClure, but the lake level is so low the town has to find another supply, and so far it's come up dry. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, Amy Quinton reports.
The Lake Don Pedro community is operating in emergency mode. For the last several weeks, work crews have drilled well after well, hoping to find water underground.
We're on our sixth test hole, and none of the other test holes yet have produced enough to be worthwhile to develop into permanent groundwater sources.
Pete Campa is general manager of Lake Don Pedro Community Services District.
We've got a short period of time in which to pull a rabbit out of a hat as far as coming up with additional water supply.
How short? We're talking months. And one look at Lake McClure makes the predicament clear. The reservoir holds just 8% of its capacity. That's right, 8%. At one point, water levels were the lowest since the dam was built in the 1960s. John Swigert is general manager of the Merced Irrigation District, which operates the reservoir. He says farmers will get no water deliveries this year.
I've spent a lot of time on this lake, but I've never been on the lake when it's been this low. This is amazing. I've never seen that island in the middle before.
More than 200 boats would normally be out on the lake on this 75-degree day. Most of them are in the parking lot now. 40 remain moored in the deepest part of the lake. Also out on the lake are floating pumps that carry what water is left to the community. Again, Pete Campa.
Our emergency floating pumps have another 50 feet of water below them. Once that gets exhausted, which right now we estimate to be sometime midsummer, then it's 5 miles to get to another location where the water exists.
Lake McClure depends entirely on rain and snow runoff from the Merced River watershed. The drought has taken a toll. The Merced Irrigation District is also required to release water downstream for threatened or endangered salmon. It has received a temporary reprieve, but increased flows could be required again by April, and that would put the community in a dire situation.
These are packets for the meeting.
More than 200 people showed up at a community meeting to learn the grim news. A ban on outdoor irrigation in place since December would continue, and now people must conserve half their water. To help, they were given 5-gallon orange buckets.
There's a little bit of everything in here, right?
Yeah, shower head reducers and shut-off valves for your hose.
How you doing?
The faucet reducers.
The buckets are also used to capture extra water in showers so it can be reused. Until now, the community has been conserving 30%. Jonathan Oden, president of Lake Don Pedro Owners Association, says even that is difficult.
You're going to be filling a 5-gallon bucket until that water gets hot so you could take your shower. You're going to get wet, shut it off, soap up, turn it back on, wash off, shut it off. You know, look at your water bill and cut back your water 30%. And then tell us what it's like. 50% is going to be really hard.
Other homeowners say the new restrictions will be a struggle, but achievable. Chuck and Sheila Arndt have lived in Lake Don Pedro for 12 years. They're both worried what the drought will mean for the community long term.
I think it's horrible.
It's scary.
It's nature gave us this water. And they're not giving us any this year. What I think is criminal is all the water that has to be let out because of the fish.
I'm a realtor. People aren't going to move here. And the value of your homes are going to plummet when this type of thing happens, and especially when it's such an unknown.
Some homeowners here have been hit particularly hard by the drought. One family lost their apple orchard, and everyone is worried about the coming wildfire season with little water. Jonathan Oden says he and everyone in the community are doing their best to conserve. They just hope it's enough.
Everybody here is pitching together to try to save as much water as we can, because it's a very, very serious situation. That's going to affect the rest of California. We're just first in line. You know, we're up here by the lake.
One solution would require building a 5-mile overland pipeline to carry water from the deepest part of the lake to the district. That could likely cost more than 6 times the district's annual budget. Otherwise, even with mandatory conservation measures in place, the water could run out by August. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Quinton in Lake Don Pedro, California.